Dr. Finlay's Casebook. Adapted for radio from the television series based on the characters created by A.J. Cronin. With Andrew Cruikshank as Dr. Cameron, Barbara Mullen as Janet, and Bill Simpson as Dr. Finlay. This week, Out of the Blue, written and adapted by Pat Dunlop.
Who's that?
It's all right, Dr. Cameron. It's Nurse Bell. I'm just checking your temperature. Come in.
I brought some hot milk, Nurse Bell.
Oh, thank you, Miss McPherson. Will you just put it down over there? I say, that cup's a bit old. Are you sure it's clean?
Nurse Bell, I do not feed my doctors in dirty crockery.
I'm sure you do the best with the methods at your disposal.
That feeder is as clean, if not cleaner, than anything that ever came out of one of your hospital kitchens.
You're entitled to your opinion, Miss McPherson. Now I must ask you to leave.
Nurse Bell, you are very young.
Miss McPherson, I insist.
No, yes, no.
There, you see.
Very well, Nurse Bell. I'll go.
All the same, my dear Miss McPherson, a good wash will do it no harm.
Dr. Finlay?
Hmm?
Oh, dear.
Oh, what is it, Janet? Oh,
I'm sorry, Dr. Finlay. I did not realize you were sleeping.
No, only resting, Janet. Is Dr. Cameron all right?
Oh, he's about to see him. Dr. Finlay, that nurse. Who can that be at this time of night?
You stay here, Janet. I'll go.
Good evening. Dr. Finlay?
Hi.
The name is Cameron. Dr. Cameron.
Oh, hi. You'd better come in.
Thank you.
Cameron, did you say?
Yes, yes. I'm Dr. Cameron's nephew, Bruce.
Oh, aye. Aye, just come on. Come on, way through.
I've caught the midday train from London. I'm sorry to descend on you so late. I've forgotten what time you go to bed in the provinces.
There'll not be much going to bed tonight. Janet, this is Dr. Bruce Cameron.
Miss McPherson?
Well, I would never have recognized you.
That's not surprising. I was only 17 last time I was in this backwater. How is my uncle?
Oh, it's pneumonia. I'm afraid he's in a bad way, Dr. Cameron.
Look, you'd better make it Bruce, otherwise it's only going to be confusing.
Right, yes, he climbed halfway up a mountain in the freezing weather to treat an accident case.
Well, it's a bit old to be doing that sort of thing, isn't he?
I was away.
Oh, yes. Well, can I see him, do you think?
Oh, you can, of course, but I doubt if he'll recognise you.
I'll take you to his room, Doctor.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll find my own way.
As you wish. Up the stairs, and it's the room at the front of the house. The nurse is with him.
Now, come along, Dr. Cameron. You must take some nourishment.
To take it away, woman.
How is he?
Well, he's not fit to see visitors. Are you a friend?
A relation. His only one, as far as I know. Hello, Uncle Angus. It's Bruce.
You've left it a little late, man.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Uncle. My practice is important, you know. What's his temperature, nurse?
Isn't that a matter for Dr. Finlay?
This is chart. 103, eh?
I appreciate that he's your uncle, but
I should have introduced myself, nurse. Dr. Cameron, the second.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It's all right, it's not your fault. What's your name?
Bell.
And the first name?
Nurse.
As you wish, Nurse Bell. I say, he's not looking too good. Asthma, too. Is that oxygen cylinder over there, is it full?
Oh, yes, Doctor.
We've got a funnel up here?
It's all ready, Doctor. Here.
You've given oxygen before?
No, but Dr. Finlay was showing me how.
Lord, this equipment, it's a bit primitive, isn't it?
Oh, it's like everything else around here.
Well, we'll have to make the best of this. You just hold that lightly over his mouth and nose. Now, don't press on it. Now. Oh, he's certainly responding.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, I had to do something, Dr. Finlay. He was on the brink.
You should have called me. He's my patient.
He's also my uncle.
Well, you think about that. Here, let me take it.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't seen his will, but I presume you're his only beneficiary.
Who? I don't like your tone, Dr.
Well, it can't look good, can it? Now, Miss McPherson's making some coffee. You'd better go and have some.
Yes. Well, you'll call me if
there's... Aye, of course. Ian, just lift the funnel a bit, nurse. He can't breathe out. You should have called me.
I was on my way to fetch you, but
he... Aye, it's all right. I understand. Dr. Cameron... Dr. Cameron, do you hear me?
Ah, Miss McPherson. Dr. Finlay said there'd be some coffee.
It is right here and ready for you.
Ah, thank you very much. Is it a busy practice, Miss McPherson?
Busy enough to keep two good men on their feet most of the day and half the night.
They'll be mostly panel patients, I suppose.
I'm sure I would not know one from the other. We've only the one waiting room.
Well, the distinction's a simple one. It's the difference between the rich and the poor.
The only difference I've heard the doctors mention is between the sick and the well.
How is he?
Oh, he's just conscious, but I doubt it'll be for long. Huh? He's asking for you, Janet.
Why? I'll go up.
I'd better go up, too.
No, we're running low on oxygen. Bruce, do you drive?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, I can't leave him for long. Will you take my car down to the cottage hospital and get another cylinder? Here are the keys.
Oh, yes, but how do I get there?
Well, it's only just up the road, and when you get to the bottom of the drive, you turn left, and then you go straight as far as the railway bridge.
He sent for me, Nurse Bear. Can he still talk?
I think he's awake.
Dr. Cameron... You wanted me, Dr. Cameron.
Janet.
Is there something I can do for you, Doctor?
It's a long time, Janet. 17 years.
Aye, Doctor. 17 years.
I'm grateful to you, Janet.
Oh, you've no need to be, Doctor.
I'm an old fool, Janet.
Oh, wish, Doctor. That is quite untrue.
It should have been said years ago.
Oh?
I'd like you to...
Dr. Cameron. Doctor, Nurse Bear. What is the matter with him?
He needs more oxygen. Fetch Dr. Finlay, quickly.
Yes.
It's all right. Here, nurse, it's all right. And that's the way, nurse. Yeah, I'll just switch it on now.
Dr. Finlay.
No, he's still holding his own. Just. He's got hardly any breathing area.
Will he get through the night?
But if he does, it could be the saving of him. As long as his lungs keep taking some of this oxygen, he still has a chance.
Doctor.
Hey, Nurse Bell, now you need some sleep.
Oh, no, I'm all right, Doctor, really.
Now don't argue. We'll need you later. You're too tired now to look after a patient.
Oh, yes, Doctor. Will you take the funnel?
Now, Janet can handle that.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Nurse.
Good night, Nurse.
And I just hold it up a wee bit, Janet.
Hey.
If we could only get him through the next hour. Huh? Now, that nephew of his should have been back by now.
Dr. Finlay.
Oh, damn. We're out of oxygen. Where the hell has that man got to? Janet, go and telephone the cottage hospital. Oh,
that'll be him now, Doctor.
Oh, thank God. We'll get him straight up here.
I will, Doctor.
Oh, come on, man, come on. Just hang on, Dr. Carroll. Just hang on. Ah, there you are.
Sorry to have been so
late. Over here, quick.
No, I had to walk halfway.
I've
ditched right. Your car, I'm afraid. It's that bend by the railway bridge. The road's like
glass. That's all right, we can worry about that door. Now, the key, man, where's the key?
Key? Oh, damn it, well, they didn't give me one.
For heaven's sake.
Dr. Finlay, if it is the thing for turning it on you want, there is one on the other tube.
Oh, thanks, Janet. Damn thing stuck.
Here, let me do it. Oh, come on. It must be jammed.
It can't be. Now, hold it upright. That's it. That's got it. Here, quick, over his mouth. Yeah. Quickly now.
How do you think he is, Doctor?
Well, he's breathing easier. 99.2. That's better. Well, I think Nurse Bell can take over.
He's stirring, Dr. Finley. Hello, Dr. Cameron.
Janet. It's been a long night, Dr. Finley.
Dr. Cameron.
Aye, Dr. Cameron, it has. A long night.
Away at your beds. Both of you.
Janet! 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 Oh.
Good morning, Dr. Finley.
Morning? Do you know what time it is?
Just after midday.
Why didn't you call me?
Dr. Finley, up till 5 o'clock this morning, you had had 4 hours sleep in 3 days.
But what about the surgery, Janet?
Surgery was taken by young Dr. Cameron, and he's away on the outside calls now. Well, that'll be him back. Would you excuse me, Dr. Finley?
Yeah. Ah, morning, Doctor.
I'm very grateful to you, Bruce. I needed that sleep.
Oh, by the way, the garage pulled your car out of the ditch.
I'd forgotten about that.
I picked up the bill for you. Here you are.
Thanks. Did you see anything interesting on the road?
Only Mrs. Moncrief and her twinges.
I'd hardly call that interesting. There's nothing wrong with her.
Oh, no, but she loves a visit from the doctor. She says you only see her about once a month.
Even that's an indulgence.
Well, I've got her down for another call tomorrow.
What for?
Oh, damn it, man. She's a gold mine. You can build a practice on people like her.
Well, you'll be wanting to get back to your own. I'd better do something about a locum.
Oh, there's no hurry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Nurse. I was just coming. You know, Nurse Bell's had it pretty rough these past few days. I'm going to take her out to lunch.
Oh, good. She deserves a break.
Thank you, Dr. Finley.
Can you recommend anywhere?
Well, you could try the Glen Royal. You'll find it a wee bit pricey.
Don't worry. My share of Mrs. Moncrief will take care of that. See you later.
Janet?
Yes, Dr. Cameron.
Well, what does it tell you, Janet?
It's nearly 1 o'clock. How are you feeling?
As well as can be expected, is the phrase we use.
Oh, that's well enough, Doctor, after a night like last night. Oh, here, now, let me tidy your bed while you're awake.
Don't fuss, woman.
Well, your tone has changed since last night, Doctor.
Changed?
Aye, Doctor.
Oh, how's the patient?
Well, thank you, Doctor.
In some ways, he's right back to normal.
Yeah. I think we'd better start building you up. Could you manage some broth?
I've some kokoliki on the range now, Doctor. It's been waiting for you to fancy.
Yes, just get it, Janet.
I
get
will,
it.
Dr. Finley.
Dr. Cameron, I don't want to trouble you just yet, but we ought to be doing something about getting a locum.
Is Bruce not helping?
Aye, he is. But he'll be wanting to go back to London eventually.
We'd better just wait and see. He may have other plans.
Aye, he might at that. I wonder what they are.
If you must know, it's Marjorie. I've never been particularly fond of it.
It's a downside better than a nurse. What do you fancy to eat?
It's a bit provincial, isn't it?
Yes, I see what you mean. There's not much choice.
Oh, it's always the same in these small towns. It doesn't matter how big the hotel, the menu's always the same. Salmon or mutton.
You don't like small towns?
Oh, no. I like a bit of life about me.
But Uncle's going to need nursing for at least another fortnight.
But they've got dear Janet.
Janet's a good, faithful old retainer as far as housekeeping goes.
Well, they can get another nurse.
I'll make a bargain with you. If you decide to keep with the job, I'll stay on as well.
Oh, Isn't that just a wee bit conceited?
Well, it's the way I'm made.
All right then, Dr. Cameron. It's a deal.
Oh, good. That's 3 days now your temperature's been normal.
I know it.
I bet you do.
Dr. Finlay, this illness has made me very much aware of my age and my limitations.
Well, supposing you did have to think of retirement, have you decided what you would do about the practice?
The question is hypothetical, Dr. Finlay.
Aye.
However, you have my assurance that I will do everything possible to see that it does not fall into the wrong hands. If that makes you any happier.
It does. It certainly does.
No doubt about it, Mrs. Moncrief. There are definite signs of improvement.
Now, Dr. Cameron, not so much that you could afford to leave me off your list for 3 days running.
Ah, well, it was not an oversight, I assure you, Mrs. Moncrief. It's a busy time in the practice just now.
How is your uncle?
Oh, he's fine, thank you. I think we'll change the prescription.
Oh.
There's a new treatment I'd like you to try. We've been having great success with it in Harley Street.
You've done me so much good, Dr. Cameron. It'll be a great wrench when you have to leave us.
Oh? Who said anything about leaving?
Well, with your uncle on the mend now, you'll be wanting to get back to London.
Ah, well, I'm in no hurry. There. Let's see how you get on with that.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
And don't worry. I shall be around for some time yet. Good day.
Good day, Dr. Cameron.
Can I help you, Nurse Baird?
It's quite all right, Miss McPherson. I was just looking for an egg for Dr. Cameron.
They are here, Nurse. You had only to ask, and I would be obliged if you would.
I didn't want to put you to any trouble.
It is no trouble. I have been boiling eggs for Dr. Cameron for some time, and I know where to find them and how to cook them.
Now, there's no need to take that attitude, Miss McPherson. It's only an egg.
You would not like it, Nurse Baird, if I were to walk into your sick room and start giving medicine.
I doubt it if the patient would either.
Then let us agree that I will not give your medicines if you do not do my cooking.
Don't worry, you'll not catch me doing that. You know, you're a great warning to me, Miss McPherson, the way you've thrown your life away for that old man. Washing and cooking and skiving and not even married to him.
That will be quite enough, Miss Baird.
Are you afraid to listen to the truth?
In my opinion, Nurse Baird, Dr. Cameron has had all the nursing he needs from you.
I'll leave this house when my patient is mended.
That is as may be, but you leave my kitchen right now.
Good morning, Miss McPherson.
Well, that is my suggestion, Bruce. I would like you to give it your careful consideration.
You said anything to Finlay?
Not yet. I'd like you to have a chance to mull it over first. How are you getting along?
Oh, I must say, Uncle, I do find him a little stuffy at times.
You should not be hasty in assessing him. You can learn a great deal from Dr. Finlay. I have done so myself in the past.
Yes, of course. Well, I must be off. I promised to take... to go out to lunch. I'll let you know tonight, Uncle Angus.
5 guineas, 10 guineas, and 25 and 3 is...
You're back, Dr. Finlay.
Aye, Janet, just a minute. There was another visit last month. Janet, have you been moving these accounts at all?
Dr. Finlay, I never touch anything on that desk, and will you know it?
Well, somebody's been shuffling through them.
I doubt it would take a detective to find the answer to that.
He's got a damn nerve.
Oh, Dr. Finlay, something has happened to this house.
Be patient. Just be patient, Janet. Young Bruce can't stay away from his patients much longer. Just another couple of days and we'll be short of the pair of them.
I hope you're right. Arden House? No, I'm afraid he's not. Oh, I see. Would you hold on, please? Mrs. Moncrief needs a doctor right away.
Well, tell her to wait till Bruce gets back. There's never anything wrong with her.
Well, there is this time. She has scalded her foot.
All right, tell her I'm coming.
Hello? Dr. Finlay will be over right away.
Yeah, now that'll see it all right for a bit, Mrs. Moncrief. And I'll be round to have another look in a day or two.
If it's all the same to you, would you mind asking young Dr. Cameron to come and see it this afternoon?
Why? There's nothing he can do that I haven't done already.
It's just that Dr. Bruce seems to be so much more up-to-date than the average country doctor. I suppose he would be, coming from Harley Street.
Harley Street? Just for your information, Mrs. Moncrieff, Dr. Cameron's practice is in the east end of London.
I think you have your facts wrong, Doctor. Either way, wherever he comes from, he's going to be very popular around here.
Going to be? Look, do you mind telling me exactly what he's been saying?
Of course not. He told me quite clearly that he would be...
Dr. Cameron, it's about time we had a word about that nephew of yours.
Has he said something to you, Dr. Finlay?
What about?
Dr. Finlay, after very careful deliberation, I have decided that I shall not be going back to work, and I shall be handing over the house and my share of the practice to my nephew, Bruce.
What?
It will not, of course, in any way affect your own interest in the partnership.
Oh, not much it won't. You realize you played right into his hands.
I do not understand your manner.
Dr. Cameron, this nephew of yours walked into this house when you were at death's door with the sole intention of taking over from you, dead or alive.
You have proof of this?
Yes. He resigned from his London practice before he came up here.
How do you know that? Has he told you?
No, but I've just telephoned one of his assistants in London, a Dr. Herbert. Bruce told them he was leaving to take over a family practice in Scotland.
Well, that was presumptuous of him. All the same, Dr. Finlay, it can make no difference to my decision.
But it should make all the difference in the world.
I do not see why. Bruce had the right to expect to inherit. He's my own brother's son.
Dr. Cameron, you are not dying.
By handing over on retirement, I am merely anticipating the terms of my own will. I am entitled to do that, Dr. Finlay.
Aye, you are, of course.
It is perhaps not an ideal arrangement, but he is a blood relation and a qualified doctor.
I can understand you wanting to keep it in the family, but I've worked with Bruce. And I can tell you that he is not the man for the job.
If that is true, Dr. Finlay, it's unfortunate. But I do not see what else I can do.
Well, I'm sorry, but I do.
What's that?
You can give him my half of the practice as well.
Well, how do you think the old boy is now, Master?
Of course, he's fine. I think I could get out of this place tomorrow.
Ah, I should stay around for a day or two, if I were you. Things are liable to be happening shortly.
Things?
Yeah. Interesting developments.
Oh, well, that's all very well, but I'm steadily going broke. I could be earning half as much again in Morningside.
Well, there are other sources of gain besides professional fees.
How do you mean?
You might marry me, for instance.
Marry? I feel I ought to say... This is so sudden, Dr. Cameron.
Yes, well, of course it's sudden, Marjorie, to expect a proposal to go on, like a magazine serial.
But we've only known each other a fortnight.
Yeah, it's part of a doctor's stock in trade to make a quick decision. I expect a nurse to have the same attributes.
Oh, all the same, I must have time to think it over. Isn't that what I should be saying?
Yes, and I'm willing to give you time. Some more wine. There. Is that time enough?
Almost. I'm just a wee bit worried about your prospects.
Well, what would you say if I told you you were about to marry the successor to the Arden House practice?
Seriously?
Seriously. My uncle's giving me the house and his half of the partnership. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Now, just a minute. You don't think I'm going to marry you just to hibernate in this dump for the rest of my days?
Well, hear me out, Marjorie. In a few days, the whole thing will be handed over legally, and Uncle Angus will be away to the hills for his well-deserved retirement. All we have to do is stay long enough to find a buyer.
And to sack Janet McPherson. Dr. Cameron, you've got yourself a wife.
Splendid. We'll have another bottle. Waiter.
Are you not perhaps being a little hasty, Dr. Finlay? What will you do?
I'll do what I intended to do last month, Janet. I'll send in my acceptance of a place in medical school. But it's you I'm worried about.
It's very kind of you, but I think my path is clear.
How?
Dr. Finlay, in all of 17 years, Dr. Cameron has never learned to look after himself. And he's not likely to learn in his retirement. I'll go with him. Dr. Cameron.
It is all right, Janet. I have my doctor's permission to be out of bed. Is that not so, Dr. Finlay?
That's right.
Has Bruce not returned yet?
No, I haven't seen him.
Or Nurse Bell, either.
A pity. I wanted to speak to him, and I should like both of you to hear what I have to say.
I think that is them now, Doctor.
Bruce, would you come in here a moment?
Oh, Uncle Angus, you're up.
I am up.
Oh, well, you're just in time to celebrate with us. Marjorie and I are getting married.
Congratulations.
That's nice. Oh,
thank you,
very,
Dr. Cameron.
Very pleased.
Yes, well, shall we all have a dram, Uncle?
No, later. I'd like to have a word with you first. I am advised that the best way to complete our transaction is by a deed of gift. I've drafted out the main points. I thought you might like to see them.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have taken care of everything admirably, Uncle.
Read it, man.
Oh, well, if you insist. What's this bit, Uncle? Covenant?
It merely says that you undertake to live in Arden House and operate the practice personally for at least 5 years.
No, Bruce, no.
You're firm about this?
I'm afraid I must be.
Yes, well, it's very difficult for a man to look that far ahead, and I have to consider my London practice. Could we not perhaps make it 2 years?
No, Bruce.
No, I could not consider that.
Well, I'm sure I could find a good doctor. I could, as it were, run the practice by proxy.
I could do that very well myself. I already have one excellent doctor. Oh, I'm sorry, but the terms are there for you to take or leave.
Then I'm afraid I must refuse.
On what grounds?
Personal grounds, Uncle. Personal grounds. Right, Marjorie?
Right, Bruce.
Then there's no more to be said. They're away, Janet. Dr. Finlay is seeing them to the taxi.
Aye, Doctor. Oh, I can't help thinking that it is all for the best.
It does not alter the fact that Dr. Finlay still has to find a new partner.
I've no doubt he will make a wise choice, Dr. Cameron, if he is to be allowed his choice.
Janet, sometimes I think I'm an old fool.
So you said on the night that you were bad.
Did I, Janet? I don't remember.
There they go.
Ah, well, that's that, eh?
Dr. Finlay, I think perhaps you were right to mistrust my nepotistic instincts. I'd be obliged if you put it down to my illness.
Nepotistic?
Never mind that now, Janet.
Oh. I think I owe you an apology too, Dr. Cameron.
Oh, nonsense.
I'll get it. Arden House? Dr. Finlay here? Right. Now, don't touch him. I'll be there in 10 minutes. That's an accident in the distillery. Janet, will you tell the surgery patients to wait or else come back tonight?
I will, Dr. Finlay. Well, I'll tell them in the waiting room.
There is no hurry, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that perhaps if there is nothing too exacting...
You could take surgery yourself.
The thought crossed my mind.
Well, you are in retirement, Doctor.
I've always had the fear, Janet, that when the time came, I might have difficulty in distinguishing between retirement and stagnation.
Oh, aye, Doctor.
In the circumstances, perhaps, I might postpone the dilemma. Just for a day or two, you understand?
Oh, I understand, Doctor. I understand.
Ah, come in, Mr. Cranston. How are you these days?
You've been listening to Out of the Blue, written and adapted by Pat Dunlop from the television series of Dr. Finlay's Casebook, based on the characters created by A.J. Cronin and broadcast by arrangement with Graham Stewart. The cast was as follows: Dr. Cameron, Andrew Cruikshank; Janet, Barbara Mullen; Dr. Finlay, Bill Simpson; Nurse Bell, Hannah Gordon; Bruce Cameron, Anthony Valentine; Mrs. Moncrief, Margot Boyd. The program was produced by Peter Titheridge.